Good morning. It is 10:08 a.m. We are here today, November 5th, 2024, via Zoom meeting for the pre-hearing of OPAPA 24-003, TakeCare Insurance Company, Inc. versus the Department of Administration. Presiding over the hearing today is Public Auditor Benjamin J.F. Cruz. For the record, also present from the Office of Public Accountability are Jerick Hernandez and Tirza Bhagana. Will appellant TakeCare please identify themselves and any institutional representatives present for the record?
Good morning, Mr. Cruz. Louis Yanza on behalf of the appellant, TakeCare Insurance Company, Inc. And I believe Mr. Francis Santos, one of TakeCare's representatives, is present. And also Arvin Loho. And I believe also Zen Butler. These are also company representatives.
Thank you. Will purchasing agency DOA please identify themselves and any institutional representatives present for the record?
Good morning, Graham Botha, on behalf of DOA, along with the DOA director, Mr. Ed Byrne.
Thank you. There were no interested party who filed this appeal, so you may proceed.
Good morning, everybody.
Morning.
Morning.
This morning, we are meeting to discuss the proposed timeline for this case. Motions were due today. Did anybody file any motions,
The
or is
motion,
anybody
sorry.
planning on filing any motions today? I
The
mean,
motion
tomorrow.
deadline is tomorrow, actually, November 6th.
Is anybody planning on filing any motions tomorrow?
On behalf of the appellant, no, Your Honor. Mr. Cruz.
On behalf of the appellee, no, Your Honor.
Really? Because opposition to motions was supposed to be, well, motion deadline was going to be tomorrow. Opposition to motions was paid the 13th. And reply to opposition was going to be the 20th. But there's not going to be any motions?
No, Mr. Cruz, Mr. Bolton and I discussed some po the possibility of some motions, and my real issue was the disclosure or unredaction of some documents. But after my discussions with Mr. Bolton, I think we, on behalf of the appellant, we are not filing any motions for the unredaction of some documents. Other than that, none.
Because I was going to go through the motions calendar and then have a motion hearing on the 20th is schedule for filing deadlines was going to be December 2nd and the hearing was going to be December 10th. But if we're not going to have any motions, how soon do you guys want this heard?
I'm thinking, Your Honor, maybe about 3 or 4 months. I think only reason why it's that long is because we may be retaining the services of an actuarial expert. But I think that's the only issue that will take time. I think with Mr. Graham, both and I's discussion, we can pretty much, I guess, stipulate on some facts and streamline the appeal to just a few or a couple of certain issues. And I think that would streamline this appeal.
So we're not planning, Mr. Botha.
Yes, Your Honor.
When were you thinking this should go to a hearing?
Your Honor, I'm agreeable whenever Mr. Yans and his clients are ready to proceed forward.
All right. Because I was ready to put this on the fast track that we usually do for hearings here, but it doesn't sound like people will be ready for hearing before by December the 2nd, huh? I mean, December the 12th. Is that my understanding?
At least for the appellant, yes, Your Honor. Only because we have an off-island actuarial expert that we're looking for.
Yes, Your Honor. And also in the case of the government DOA, the actuarially folks that have assisted with us as the consultants are off island as well.
Okay, so I guess I can travel. I thought I was stuck here.
Your Honor, we would certainly not want to interfere with your travel plans.
Oh, I wanted to get this done before I could go for Christmas, but I guess I don't have to worry about that. At least I have that on the record, and okay. Jarek won't think that I'm slumming.
And I think just to expedite some of these issues in terms of testimony and stipulation, I think if the court is willing to accept video testimony, that will certainly expedite a lot of the issues.
Of course. We have the capability upstairs in the hearing room of receiving testimony. We receive testimony for in a hearing. I think it was Graham's case when he was still at the utilities. Was it you, Graham? We had testimony from Paris, France?
We did, Your Honor.
And Italy?
Yes, Your Honor.
Okay, so we're capable of doing that upstairs, and I think Jarek may have upgraded the ability of the hearing room to do that too. Right, Jarek?
Yes, we are still able to do Zoom testimony.
Okay.
Can I suggest maybe, I guess, January to do a status to see when you guys want to do the hearing? Or do you want to just communicate via email? Sorry, can you hear me?
I can hear you. May I suggest that Mr. Both and I come up with a proposed schedule within about maybe 2 weeks. And if those dates are amenable to all the parties, we can, then Mr. Cruz, you can submit that as the final, I guess, scheduling order.
That's good for me.
Okay.
Thank you, counsel.
Okay. So it's already the mid, it's the beginning of November. So maybe perhaps we...
Jarek was saying that maybe you guys could give us something in January as to when you want to have it.
Well, I was thinking, Your Honor, that in 2 weeks, Mr. Both and I come up with some dates, and then we'll propose a date sometime in, I guess, January. If those dates are amenable to you, then we can proceed on that date.
Fine.
Okay.
Please.
And we'll propose, I guess, alternative dates.
Okay. I'm always agreeable, especially when counsel are talking to each other. I really appreciate that.
Okay. Okay.
Well, that does it for us today then.
Great. Thank you. Thank you. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Thank you. We're off the record at 10:17 a.m.
Okay.